Good morning.
早安。
Thank you, Brother Troy. I appreciate it.
我非常的感谢的 Troy 弟兄。
I'd like to start by reading verse 40 again.
要先重新再念一次撒母耳记上17章40节开始。
Then he took the staff and chose five smooth stones from the stream. Then he put them in his pouch of a shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand approached the Philistine.
他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选的五块光滑石子，放在里，就是牧人带的囊里。手中拿着甩石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。
You should all know the story from the Bible.
你们应该都知道圣经里的这个故事。
It's probably one of the first stories we teach our children.
有可能它是我们教导我们孩子的第一个圣经故事。
For instance, if your children feel troubled or bullied at school, we tell them the story of the small boy that defeated the giant Goliath and how David overcame his bullies.
尤其是当我们的孩子在学校遭遇到困难或霸凌时，我们便会告诉他们，有一个小男孩名叫大卫，打败巨人格利亚霸凌的这个故事。
Today, you might hear the phrase, "It was a David and Goliath battle," to describe an matchup usually from the outcome doesn't turn out the way it did for David, though.
今天你可能听到这个短语，它是大卫跟格利亚的征战。在体育的赛事中呢，这是用来形容不平等的比赛，但是结果呢，通常不会是大卫所经历的结果。
Now, one of my favorite TV shows from this was Perry Mason.
我有一个特别喜爱的电视的影集，叫做《佩里·梅森》。
This was a very popular courtroom drama.
那这是受欢迎的一个法律。
Now, Perry was a defense would always take the side of the David and win his battle over seemingly overwhelming odds.Showing that even the most powerful and the most confident can be defeated with integrity, faith, justice, and of course, hope.
佩里梅森是一个辩护律师，他总是站在大卫这边。他赢得了压倒性的胜利，即使是最强大跟最有自信的对手，也可以被诚信、信心、正义跟希望所击败。
I also like the fact that to be a hero, you don't have to be perfect.
我也喜欢这样的事实，那就是英雄不一定是完美的。
I am reminded of the hero from the Star Wars movies.
这让我想起了《星际大战》的电影。
Walker, like a David.
你想当主的卢克，是否就像大卫，在另一个场景罢了
？In fact, some.Being imperfect can often help.
实际上，在某些有不完全、不完美的状况，通常可以提供帮助。
And the own imperfections ought to keep us humble.
让我们不完美，应该会使我们保持谦卑。
I'm sure you're all reading a story that we can find in 1 Samuel chapter 17 of the Old Testament.
我确信呢，我们都记得在《撒母耳记上》。第十七章的这个老见证故事
，It's the classic story of David and Goliath.
是大卫跟歌利亚的经典圣经故事。
Now David and Goliath tells the story of his old enemies, the Israelites, the Philistines, being at war again.
大卫歌利亚再次讲述了以色列人和他古老敌人非利士人在战役中的故事。
Armies were facing one another again.
他们的军队再次的彼此面对。
A giant of a man walked out from the ranks of the Philistine army and challenged Saul and his army to send out their best champions so they might engage in a two-man winner-take-all contest.
有一个呢，非利士的军队的走出来，他挑罗跟他的要派出他的优。去参与两人决胜的比赛。
Now the Philistine giant warrior measured 6 cubits in a span. That's roughly 9 feet 3 inches for those who want to do the math.
菲利 人的巨人身高6.05米，大约是9英尺跟3英尺。
And for those that know the from here, the figure.
也许大家呢不晓得所谓的轴，就是从我尺到我们的轴地方。
Now Goliath wears armor and carries a sword, a weapon of some kind.
哥利亚穿着旗帜的有最武器。
This was a terrifying sight.
我相信惊人的一幕。
Goliath then issued his challenge. I will fight your best soldier.
哥利亚呢就发出了他的挑战，我要和你们最好的战士战斗。
Goliath repeated his challenge every day for 40 days, and still the Israelites had no champion.
哥利亚呢就每天这样子的叫嚣挑战，连续了40天，但是以色列人仍然没有战士出来。
Saul and the whole of Israel trembled with fear because they didn't have a champion willing to face Goliath.
扫罗跟整个以色列人在恐惧中战斗，因为他们没有愿意面对巨人哥利亚的优胜者。
So the Israelites put out a call for a brave soul to come and fight this giant.
以色列人呢就呼吁勇敢的人站出来跟巨人作战。
Now this is where our hero David comes into the picture. He overhears the threat of Goliath. I can see this in chapter 26.
大卫呢就进见的时候，他就到了哥利亚的威胁，他是这样子的回应的。我们可以从撒母耳记上17:26这样子看到。
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God?
这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？
Now, can you imagine Goliath laughing and taunting David?
那你可以想象哥利亚是怎么样的嘲笑大卫吗？
Now, remember, our hero David was a boy, not a man.
你必须要记住，当时我们的大卫只是一个小孩，而不是一个大男人。
He was small. He had no experience of being a soldier.
太少，根本没有任何经验。
In the end, though, King Saul agreed to send David out as his champion. He offered David to the use of his own fine armor and sword.
最后，扫罗国王同意派大卫为他的优胜者，他提供大卫他自己最美的盔甲跟剑。
But David declined. He preferred the simple tools and methods that he was that was familiar to him.
但是呢，大卫拒绝了。大卫他喜欢他平日所熟悉的简单的工具跟方法。
He would prevail over Goliath the same way that a shepherd prevails over the threats who seek to kill his sheep.
大卫呢就会像牧羊人战胜要杀羊的威胁一样的去胜过巨人。
Now David walked out to beat Goliath only with his shepherd's staff and a slingshot and 5 smooth stones that he carefully selected from the riverbed.
大卫只拿着牧羊杖、甩石的机旋和在河边挑选的5块光滑的石子去会见巨人。
Now let's unpack this story a little bit more in detail.
现在让我们更详细的介绍这个故事。
I pointed out at the beginning our five smooth stones of grace and the ways that we could use these same truths to slay our own giants.
在刚开始的时候呢，我指出我们可以利用五颗恩典的石头和方法，也就是这些真理来杀死我们自己的巨人。
So let's start with humility.
所以我们先谦恭卑微开始。
So let's look in Let's look in Luke 16:10.
首先我们要看路加福音第十六章第十节。
Whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
So the first stone that we remove from our bag is this truth that is found in Luke.
我们从袋里取出的第一块石头，就像在路加福音所发现的真理。
Found, if you want to be used be willing to do the little thing.
我发现呢，如果你要使用你，你不要从小事做。
Now David battled his father's order.
大卫是因为遵守他父亲的命令，传给他的兄长，好的战场。
In verse 17 says, Jesse said to his son David, take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brother and hurry to their camp.
就好像在撒母耳记上17章第17节是这样子说的，一日耶西对他儿子大卫说，你拿一法烘了的穗子和十个饼速速地送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。
When David saw Goliath come and heard him issue a challenge.
所以当大卫来到战场的时候呢，他就听到了哥利亚，他向前来对他们发出挑战。
When David saw the Israelite soldiers flee from Goliath in fear, he volunteered to fight Goliath.
当大卫看到以色列士兵因恐惧而逃离哥利亚时，大卫他自愿与哥利亚作战。
David proclaimed that he would not be alone.Have the Lord God on his side.
大卫就宣他不会是孤单的，因为他会有他的耶和华神在边。
Propelled forward by his faith, not his wisdom, strength, experience, but his humble faith.
大卫是因为他的信心而前进，而不是他的智慧或士兵的信。
Humility may be one of humanity's.
谦恭，人类中最大的美。
It's essential about us accepting our human limitations.
从本质上而言，这是自己的有限度。
By knowing, we become teachable. We learn from others, which leads not only to our own lives, but the world we live in.
通过这样子做。我们变得孺子可教也，可以向他人学习。这不仅使我们改善了自己的生活，而且改善了我们居住的世界。
Now, being humble for most people brings to mind a form of weakness.
对大多数人，谦虚会让人联想到一种软弱。
If people practice humility, they're not motivated. They don't care about performance, or they don't want to work hard.
如果某人谦虚呢，则意味着他们没有动力，不在乎成果或努力工作。
It is the weak ones who are humble and are dependent for somebody else. Now, I hope you kind of sense my sarcasm here.
软弱的人是谦恭的人，并且要依赖他人。我希望你能够了解，我是在讽刺这里。
Why do you suppose the Bible has so much to say about being humble?
你认为为什么圣经要？那么多的谦卑呢
？Maybe we got it all wrong.
也许我们都错了。
And the practice ability are actually the strong ones.
实际上，那谦卑的人才是真正坚强的人。
We have to be willing to do the little things because we can never be too small for God to use us.
我们必须要愿意去做的小事情，因为从来没有太小而不能够被神所使用。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7.
现在让我们来看彼得前书第一章啊第五章第六到第七节。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that you can, in proper time, he will exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。到的时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑献给神，因为他顾念你们。
Jesus is the ultimate example of humility.
耶稣是我们谦恭的终极榜样。
Out of obedience to his Father, he humbled all the way to the point of death on the cross.
对父亲的谦卑地走到十字架上。
The Bible, because of this, that God.As how it exalts us in 1 Peter.
圣经说，就因为如此，神会尊崇他。同样的，神也会尊崇我们，就好像彼得前书所说的一样。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 11.
现在让我们一起来看腓立比书第二章八到九节。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, and death on the cross. God has highly exalted him, bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，在十字架上。他身为高，又赐给他超之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Now the second stone we're going to pull out of our bag is the stone of responsibility.
So, 第二颗石头要从我们的袋囊里面所取出来的就是责任。
Now I have a job, I work full time, but I spend almost as much time here at church and volunteering activities as I do for my job.
我有一个全职的工作，我也花在教会跟义工活动上的时间，几乎和我在工作上所花的时间一样多。
I have.To be responsible to make both these worlds work together, neglecting nothing.
我必须负责使这些工作能够配合，而没有忽略任何一个工作。
Now let's go back to our story, verse 20.
让我们再回到我们的撒母耳记上十七二十节的上半段。
Early in the morning, he left his flocks and care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out as Jesse had directed.
大卫早晨起来，将羊交托一个看守的人，照着他父亲所吩咐的话，带着食物去了。
David first started into battle, for he got a suitable substitute shepherd to tend his sheep, so that he could go.
大卫呢，首先要完成他的日常工作，然后才为神走向战场。他有一个替代的牧羊人来照管他的羊，所以他可以去战场。
The degree of responsibility you take for your life determines how much change you can create in it.
你一生承担的责任啊程度，决定了你可以在其中创造多少的机会。
In other words, you can't avoid responsibility by having a third person do something irresponsible in your place.
换句话说，你不可以通过让第三者不负责任的代替你来避免承担责任。
Taking personal responsibility means we rightly place the blame where it belongs on our own lives.
承担个人的责任呢，就意味着我们应该将责任过失归咎于我们自己的生活。
And the Bible says that the only people we should blame when we sin is ourselves.
圣经告诉我们，当我们犯罪的时候，唯一可以责备的人是我们自己。
The Bible says we must take personal responsibility for our own personal sins.
圣经说，我们必须为自己的罪过承担个人的责任。
Now, whenever we sin, there's this urge to look for alternate explanations or excuses for the causes to why we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们都有一种动机去找其他的事或者借口来解释我们犯罪的原因。
There are many excuses.
我们知道有许多的借口。
Perhaps there's a chemical imbalance in the brain.
就好像说我们脑中物质的不平衡。
Uncontrolled anger.
我有不可以控制的愤怒。
Drunkenness.
因为我喝醉酒了。
Same-sex attraction.
同性的吸引力。
Gluttony.
暴饮暴食。
Or maybe you know, in the worst work environment ever on earth, and people.
个人呢，在地球上最恶劣的，并且可能想象到最卑鄙的人工作。
A person's own folly leads to the ruin, yet their hearts rage against the Lord.
人的愚昧侵拜他的道，他的心也抱怨耶和华。
If we will not take personal responsibility for our sins, the Bible says in Proverbs 19:3, our hearts will eventually rage against the Lord.
如果我们不能为自己的罪负起责任，就好像在箴言十九章第三节所说的，我们的心终将会激怒主。
Now this is sin at its essence.
实际上这是一个罪。
Raging against God is exactly what sin is.
对神愤怒就是罪。
The fastest way to ruin your walk with God is to be a person who looks for some other reason to why you keep sinning rather than just admitting that your sin in your life is due to your own sinfulness.
破坏与神同行的最快的方法是一直寻找理由解释你为什么一直犯罪，而不是承认自己生活中的罪。
But the faster we accept the blame, the faster our relationship with God will be restored through the free grace of Jesus Christ.
我们悔改并接受责备的速度越快，我们与上帝的关系就会借由耶稣基督的无价恩典更快。
So keep your heart from raging against God. Keep your heart from blaming anything other than yourself for your sins.
如果呢，你想让自己的心来远离神的话，就不要让自己的罪归咎于。
There may be many explanations to why you have sinned.
有许多的解释，我们为什么犯罪。
But there's never an excuse.
但这是绝不是借口。
God is ready to empower you with a new life.
上帝已经准备好赋予你新生命。
To set you free from all condemnations.
他将让你免于一切的谴责。
Help you grow more to the image. Every day,
每天帮助你更多人的喜
悦。This is why that's
准备好清除你的。
But only you're to take personal responsibility in your debt.
当你准个人责任，并承认那是你的债务时，讲。
Our next step.
我们下一个信。
Well, Saul said he wants to be already too young to
sin. 当大卫告诉说他要成为与巨人作战的人的时候，扫罗就回应大卫说：“你太年轻，太小了。”
David responds to Saul's doubts by listing his resume of qualifications.
大卫呢对扫罗的怀疑做了以下的回应，他列出了他的资格。
He tells of the many times he has defended the sheep from the lions and the bears.
他讲述了他自己有多次捍卫他自己的羊群免受狮子跟熊的袭击。
But most importantly, he speaks of the Lord, his rescuer.
但是最重要的是，他时常的提到耶和华他的救赎。
Let's look in verse 30.
让我们一起来到第十七章三十七节。
The Lord who rescued me from the paws of the lions and the paws of the bears will rescue me from the hands of this Philistine.
大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。扫罗对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。
Stone number three is trust.
第三颗石头是信任。
David had no doubt God would come to his rescue as he faced the giant.
大卫对当他面对巨人时，神会来拯救他，毫无疑惑。
David put his trust in the Lord, not his own ability.
大卫信任耶和华，而不是自己的能力。
Let's look in Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7.
让我们来看耶利米书第十七章第七节。
But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。
Now, everyone experiences disappointment or sadness.
每个人都会在某种程度上感到失望或悲伤。
In Psalm 13, David demonstrates what it means to trust God in tough times.
在诗篇第十三章的时候，大卫是在艰难的时候信靠上帝。
Feeling forsaken and sorrow as he prayed, his changed.
就遗忘被遗忘，伤。可是呢， 变
了。Rejoice, even though circumstances remain the same.
人
喜乐。This week, when we face difficulties, we must resist self-pity.
这里教导我们，当我们面对困难的时候，我们必须抵制，自怜，相信神会与我们同在。
Trusting that God knows what is best for us. Our hard experience for the good.
我们要相信神知道什么对我们是最好，甚至于在我们最艰难的经历。
In Isaiah 26:4, we can see this truth.
我们可以从以赛亚书二十六章第四节来发现这个事实。
Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself is the rock eternal.
你们当倚靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
Trusting God is one of the products of faith that God grants us.
信任神是神赐予我们信心的产物。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says,
在以弗所书第二章八到九节是这样子说的。
For it is by the grace you have been saved through faith, and not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by work, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎，也因着信。这并不是出于，乃是神所赐的，也不出于行为。
When we trust, but we are secure.
当我们相信之后呢，不管我们是把我们的安全放在他身上。
Believing his promise and relying on him regardless of our circumstances.
那我们会依承诺，我们会依赖他，不管我们处于什么样的情况。
Faith is not the same as trust. Trust is the natural consequence of faith.
信心跟信任并不。但是信任信心的结
果。In Hebrews 11:1, it says,
在希伯来书十一章一节是这样子说。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is because of our faith in God that we trust.
信不是所望之事，是未见之确据。
Now, we're told to have faith to trust God.
我们总是被告知要有信心并信靠神。
In certain situations, that's easier said than done.
在某种情况下呢，我们知道说比做更容易。
Sometimes we may think that it would be easier if we take control of it and put it in our own hands.
有时候呢，我们认为如果我们能够亲自来处理事情的话，可能会变得更简单。
No one ever said having faith would be easy.
从来没有人说有信心是容易的。
But it's worth it.
但是的。
I'm going to give you five reasons why.
我要给你下面的五个原因。
Better than we do.
他了解我们。
Chapter 1.
就是从哪个有节。
But he was asked.Without any doubt, the ones who doubt is wave on the sea and toss the winds.
凭着信心求一点不躲的人，就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
God knows everything that we go through at this very moment. Everything we will be going through.
神明白我们和未来要经历。
He knows the best way to.Situation, so we get the best possible.
要信任他，因为他处理每一个方法。
And we need to trust him.
我们他。
We follow his path and trust his best because.
我们跟随他的脚中行，信任他，知道他确实是知道的。
Number two.
第二个原因。
All things are possible with God.
在神凡事都能。
We find this in Mark 9:23.
我们可以从马可福音第九三节看。
If you're this person who believes,
耶稣对他说：“你若人信，再信的人凡事都能。”
He knows the desire in your heart.
他知道你内心的渴望。
If you trust him with these things, he will take care of you.
如果你将你想要的东西交托他，他会照应的。
He knows what is best for you in your life.
他知道在你生活中什么是最好的。
If you feel like your goals are hard to achieve or even impossible, think again.
如果你认为你的目标是很难去达到的，再想一想。
Anything is possible with God.
在神凡事都能。
He has your back and is willing to help you through anything.
他会在背后支持你，并帮助你完成一切。
All you have to do is have faith.
你要做的就是有信心。
Number three.
第三个原因。
He is worthy of our trust.
他值得我们的信任。
We can find this in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
这里呢，我们可以从箴言第三五到六节。
Trust in the Lord with your heart, and do not depend on understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Having faith is having trust.
当你有信心呢，就是有信任。
You have to trust with your entire being that God has your back and willing to help you and is willing to take care of you.
你必须对自己的整个生命充满了信任，神会支持你，帮助并照顾你。
He knows what is best to truly embrace to him.
神最知道，但是要拥有他为你计划的一切，你必须要完全的信任。
Into the scriptures, quite of God.
所以你要经文认识神的应许。
With his faithfulness to us all, get to know the character of God, and your joy and willingness to trust him will be abound.
认识呢神的品德，神对我们的信实，你的喜乐和信任他的意愿就会丰富起来。
Okay, number four.
第四个原因。他知道自己在做什么。
Now God knows exactly what He wants in your life.
神确实知道在你生活中他要什么。
He has a purpose for you, and everything is planned out.
他已经有目标，计划好一切。
He knows life, big and small.
生活中的每一个大。
He knows what you want because He knows all, and He has the perfect plan.
知道你要做什么，并且。美的计划。
We can trust God because
我们知道我们可以信神，因为他是真的。
Let's look in Romans verses.
我们下面来看罗马十九节。
For I am sure that neither death nor ruler, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers.Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ.
Because I believe that death is the heavenly, is the power, is the present, is the future, is the high, is the low, is the other, is the love of God and love is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Next stone is confidence.
我们下一个石子我们要讲的是信心。
Now Saul dressed David in his tunic and armor and gave the boy his sword.
扫罗给予大卫束腰的外衣、盔甲跟。
It is a short time of life to ever face a giant wearing someone's helmet or carrying another person's weapon.
在很短的时间内，大卫意识到他有。法面对巨人，当他带着给他的头盔跟武器。
We're that way too.
我们也是这样子的。
God equipped each and every one of us with unique gifts and abilities that fits us well in battles.
上帝呢，准备每个人独特的能力，这些能力呢，和我们，我们战斗做好准备。
Sometimes it's temporary or use equipment.
是使用他人，他是非常诱人的。
But it doesn't take long to realize we're not able to use the tools on our own.
很快的，我们就会意识到我们没有办法使用他的工具。
God knows what our tomorrow holds.
神知道明天将会如何。
He goes before us and walks through life with us.
他走在我们前面，与我们。
Now, none of this say that Christians have confidence or self-respect.
这并不是说基督徒我们不应该有自信或自尊。
The issue is the source of our confidence.
问题是在于我们信心的来源。
If we are confident based solely on our own abilities, we will ultimately be disappointed.
如果我们的信心只基于自己的能力，最终我们将会失望的。
But if we're confident in Christ, we can also have confidence in our own identity with Him.
如果我们对基督有信心，将会对我们在基督的身份也充满。
We can trust that He made us unique for a purpose, and we can seek to live out our purpose through His power and grace.
我们可以相信他有目标的使我们与众不同，接着他的能力和信心，我们可以那目标。
Christians, we are called to have confidence.
因为基于是基督徒。我们被呼召要在对神有信心。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says,
腓立比书第一章写着，
Being that he who begins in you will carry it on till the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那你们心里动了善功的必成全这功到耶稣基督的日子。
We are to be confident that we can approach God in prayer and receive His mercy and grace.
我们要有信心，可以借着祷告接近，并接受他的怜悯跟恩。
We are to be confident that God loves us and that who did not spare His Son will also not fail to give us everything that we need.
我们要有自信，不会舍不得自己的神，不会给我们需要的。
God's words give us these three precious promises to us, and we call to have this confidence in God the Son, God the Spirit, and God the Word.
上帝的话向我们一个宝贵的应许，该对神子、圣灵和神的话有信心。
God's accomplishment is our salvation.
神的儿子完成了救恩。
God's Spirit applies our salvation.
神的圣灵应用了救恩。
And God's Word communicates the promise that these things are true and that we can have confidence in God and the salvation He has given us through His Son.
神的话承诺了这样的事实，凡是相信神子的人都应该信心和救恩。
Fourth stone is confidence.
所以我们第四颗的石头是有信心。
The ability God has equipped you
with.
The gift God gave you will be what you need to slay.
神赐给你就是你所需要去屠宰杀巨人所需要的。
Now let's look at our last stone, victory.
最后我们来看最后一颗石头。
Now here's where it gets exciting.
那现在
Now, David had faith high through small, smooth, simple methods of God.
五颗石子呢，还有他的方法有信心。
Now Goliath rode forward with his battle cry, waving his sword.
哥利亚挥舞着他的剑向前冲。
So David let fly with his first stone from his sling.
大卫就从他的弹弓丢出了第一颗石头。
His aim and launch was sure and true.
他的目标跟发射是准确的。
The stone hit Goliath in the center of his forehead, and he fell to the ground.
石头呢击中了哥利亚的前额中央，并扑倒在地。
David defeated Goliath.
大卫打败了哥利亚。
David was victorious because he was humble.
他胜因为他非常的谦卑。
Took his responsibility seriously.
因为他很认真地看待他的责任。
He trusted God and confidently used his God-given talents.
他信任神，而且有自信地使用神赐给他的才能。
David's epic fight against Goliath was the first of many victories that would be in his life.
大卫跟巨人史诗般的战斗是他一生中许多胜利的第一步。
It only took one stone for David to have victory over the Philistine.
大卫只用了一颗石头来战胜非利士人。
God had indeed fought with David to slay this 9-foot-tall giant that had brought fear to an entire nation.
与大卫同战，为整个国家带来恐惧，有因此高的巨人。
Empires fall like the walls of Jericho or burn like Rome.
帝国最终像哥利哥的城墙一样倒下来，或是像罗马一样的烧毁一样。
Or they may be brought to a standstill by a natural disaster like a tsunami or an earthquake.
否则的话，他们也会因为自然的灾害，就好像海啸、风灾这样子。
Or in our case, a horrific pandemic.
那就像我们例子一样，就好像我们现在的大。
But we also increase in our lives, and we remember to grab our five.Grace as we run into battle.
记得要抓住我们五颗知识，不生活征战的时候。
David faced many enemies in his life. He was surrounded by enemies.
我们知道大卫面临了许多的征战当中，他包围了许多的敌人。
They were strong for him. However, they were not too strong for him.
去那些敌人不是。对我们的他们。
We look in Psalms chapter 2, we see the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my stronghold. He might take refuge, shield, my glory, my salvation in my high tower.
好像在诗篇十也是这样说的，和山寨的救神的牌子的。
God rescued him that were too strong for him and brought him to a spacious place.
Can you say that again?
God rescued him from those who were too strong for him and brought him to a spacious place.
神呢，从比他强壮的人之中拯救他，并带他到。
Now, Jesus faced battles in his life.
他的生活当中也同样遇到了许多的征战。
Jesus' opponents attacked him with questions.
耶稣的对手呢，也是用问题来去攻击他。
Trying to trick or trap Jesus.
试图来陷害。
Was victorious and giving an answer that would not only amaze and astonish, but also influence the whole of human history.
每次呢，耶稣都是以胜利。给予令人，而且呢，影响了人类的。
Learn science.
哎，里面什么？
Let's.
我们。
Don't. Secular.
当你的生活圣洁。
The star too.
这个十字。
Now, as a look on April 15th, around the corner, and I think it's very.
如果你看到同一点，我是非常实，因为
okay, here's the story. The Pharisees planned to trap Jesus with his own words.
我很喜欢这个故事，因为法利赛人呢，计划以耶稣自己的话来陷害耶稣。
They said to him, Jesus, Tell us what your opinion is. Is it right to pay tax to Caesar or not?
他们这样子对耶稣说，请告诉我们，你和纳税可以不可以呢？
Taxes that we referred to were extremely unpopular.
我指的税收在当时是非常受。
If Jesus would have said yes, he would have been the eyes of the people.
如果当时说实话，他们的眼中被抹黑。
Everyone would have hated him and seen him as a traitor to help the Romans.
人就会恨他，并且视他为想要帮助罗马人的叛徒者。
But yet, if he would have said no, he would have been guilty of sedition, liable for arrest and execution.
但是如果耶稣回答的是不，那他就犯有煽动叛乱罪，并有可能被逮捕跟处决。
But Jesus, in his own unique wisdom, gave an amazing answer.
但是耶稣以其他独特的智慧，他给予了一个了不起的答案。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God.
撒的物当归啊，神的物当归给。
Now, if you follow Jesus, you will citizenship.
需要记住，每一个耶稣的。随着我们都有双重国籍。
You have a responsibility to be a good citizen involved in the structure of your own society here on earth.
你有责任成为参与地球上社会结构的好公民。
But you're also a citizen of heaven with responsibility to God.
同时呢，你也是天国的公民，对神有责任。
In principle, the two, Caesar and God, need not be in conflict.
凯撒跟上帝是不需。
Be a good citizen of both.
应当是两方好公民。
So get involved in your life, society. Don't.
所以你应参与你的生活，而不是出。
God, the number represents God.
对，在上帝的点，第五代表的是神的恩典。
If we look at Corinthians.Chapter 12, verse 9, it says,
看到哥林多后书，第十二第也是这样说的。
Grace is for you. Power is made perfect in weakness. I will boast all glad about my weakness, so that Christ boast on me.
因为我的能力是在。软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So let's review.
所以让我们来复习一下。
Our five stones of grace are.
所以我们五个恩典的石头是什么
？Humility.
第一个是谦恭。
Being faithful in the small will allow God to increase our influence.
让中心会让增加我们的影响力。
Responsibility.
责任
We cannot neglect our daily tasks just because we have some big battle ahead of us. God's grace will help cover our obligation.
我们不能忽略我们日常的工作，只因为征战在前面。神的恩典会帮助我们的义务。
Trust.
信任
We can trust God to rescue us from the giants we face.
我们相信从我们面对的巨人中来拯救我们。
Confidence.
信心
Be confident God has equipped you with everything that you need to slay your Goliath.
要确信神已经为你装备去杀死你的哥利亚所需要的一切。
The gifts God gave you will be just what you need to slay your giants.
神给的恩赐将是杀死巨人所需要的一切。
And victory.
胜利。
Victory over Goliath was just the beginning of a journey to many more achievements.
大卫击败哥利亚是获得许多成旅程的开始。
Likewise, whatever can become your most significant victories.
同样的，当你只去对征战的时候，不管是什么样的巨人，成为你最重要的。
We simply need to live by these five smooth stones.
我们只需要子来过活。
To live ourselves and others.
为自己 与他分享世界来负责。
And it begins with humility.
要从谦卑。
By accepting God, we are human, beautiful, finite human.
接受是神而。你已经准备要去死你的巨人吗？
So which of these five smooth stones encourages you most?
在目前的情况下，哪五块石头最能够鼓励你呢？
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲，
Your grace is more than sufficient for us to slay our giants.
你的恩典已经足够让我们去杀死我们的巨人。
We humbly seek to be obedient in the small things.
我们谦卑地来寻求我们能够来顺服，遵从小的事情。
Thank you for the opportunity to, you have given us to serve others.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会，我们来能够服侍他人。
Help us to know how you have uniquely equipped us.
让我们知道你是怎样的独特装备我们。
We know that you will always be with us. In every battle, we look forward to your many victories.
我们知道，在我们每个征战中，你都会与我们同在，而且我们盼望在生活当中有更多的胜利。
The many victories that we will celebrate.
所以会在我们当中很多。
We pray.
奉基督的
名。Amen.